From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It is really hot in a lot of the country right now, and it has been for days. Some 27 million people are right now under a heat warning. That number is from a new website the Biden administration launched last week, heat.gov. Extreme heat episodes are expected to become more frequent and more intense. And that is a problem the Biden administration is starting to take on. It announced some new funding to help communities deal with extreme heat. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Summers have always been hot and humid in Miami, but they're getting even more so because of climate change. Myra Cruz, a PhD student at the University of Miami, is studying how that affects people who don't have air conditioning at home, especially low-income people and people of color.
We've noticed that some of these homes are spiking in terms of the temperatures, where we're seeing 100 degrees plus, in some cases 110 degrees even, inside their homes.
During a heat wave, Cruz says, it can be hotter inside than it is outside.
That is very, very dangerous to people's health if they're inside their home for a long period of time experiencing those temperatures.
Heat kills more people in the U.S. most years than any other kind of extreme weather. Isabella Alcañiz at the University of Maryland says this week's launch of the new heat.gov website is a signal that the Biden administration is taking extreme heat seriously as a threat.
And understands, too, that it won't go away. It, in all likelihood, will only get more severe and more challenging to manage.
To help communities better manage extreme heat, the administration has also increased funding for a FEMA program that gives grants to state and local governments to prepare for all kinds of climate disasters.
Severe storms, severe flooding, wildfires, droughts.
And heat. Alcañiz says it's great that there's more federal money for all of that now.
But the number and the magnitude of climate disasters just keep getting bigger and bigger.
And with so many competing priorities, she says, there's no guarantee much of that money will actually go towards heat-related projects. It's a similar challenge with LIHEAP, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, which primarily helps people who can't afford their heating bills. The administration just released new guidance for states outlining how they can use LIHEAP funding to help people with cooling, too.
But the problem is, you need more money to go with it.
Mark Wolf is with the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
Right now, the federal government spends about $3.5 billion a year to help families pay their heating bills. I believe we need a similar amount of money for cooling because this is now a long-term problem.
And helping low-income families adapt to rising temperatures, Wolf says, is going to be a critical part of adapting to climate change. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.